Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, enjoy your Thanksgiving, eat a lot, but make sure you rest it up on the Saints' Battle of Rams in the Caesars Superdome, going for three in a row. Later game, no. Game day starts at 11. First Take, Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, 1 o'clock. Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff with Bobby Hebert inside the dome. Loge Level, Gate B Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, 305. Do yourself a favor. Turn down the TV and turn up the sound on WWL and sync it up. It's not that hard to do, especially if you listen on the radio. Then after the game, sound off and listen to Deuce and Haas, of course. Then Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Sound off on the Ciroc Point after with the Cajun Cannon, Saints Rams. 10 hours of wall-to-wall coverage starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday on WWL and a free Odyssey app. A big part of that coverage, of course, Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. You do a great job, Steve, on Sunday with the Cajun Cannon. How you?
Doing good, Tommy. Looking forward, obviously, Thanksgiving and then hopefully feasting on the Rams on Sunday. They're definitely one of the teams in the NFL that I despise.
Sacrifice the Rams. I like the way you said that when you talk about feasting them. I never thought about that, but let's do that. Let's talk about this Rams team. What do we know about it? What don't we know about it?
Obviously, a much different look on the defensive side. No more Aaron Donald. He retired going into this season, so we don't have to worry about him. But that front is a young group that's been developing, and they're able to apply pressure on the quarterback decently. So that's going to be something to watch out. Meanwhile, on the offensive side of the ball, man, you got a guy that's, an elite signal caller in Matthew Stafford back there. You can't give him time to pick apart this Saints defense, which we saw him do last year on Thursday Night Football when it was in L.A. You got targets like Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, and then a run game, Kyren Williams. But the good news with Kyren, he leads the NFL running backs in fumbles this year. So hopefully that Saints defense can take advantage of that.
Got to tackle him first, just to be clear. Got to get your priorities straight, right? Let me talk about the Rams linebackers. They got Omar Spates, the guy from LSU, who didn't really contribute a lot in Baton Rouge. He seemed like he was hurt a lot. He was a transfer from Oregon, if I remember, Oregon State. Tell me about that Rams linebacker crew.
Yeah, I mean, you got a mix, like you said, of Omar Spates, Christian Rosenblum, and then the guy that I was looking at the Saints potentially drafting, and some of my mock drafts had him go into the black and gold in Florida State linebacker, Jared Verse. Mm-hmm. Good pass rusher, has 4.5 sacks his rookie year. So that's going to be a group to keep an eye on. But hopefully this one game of the black and gold can continue to evolve. I think we saw, obviously, Taysom Hill, the last outing against the Cleveland Browns, get utilized a lot more. And Darren Rizzi talked about that going forward, being able to maximize that versatility of Taysom going forward, whether it's run, pass, or receiving. And then with a guy like Alvin Kamara, who's just been a stud all year long for this black and gold bunch, even though he's been banged up, he's still on the field doing what he can and making a difference.
What about the Los Angeles Rams offensive line?
Yeah, the O-line group they've been up and down in games. There's some matchups where Matthew Stafford's gotten sacked. He's felt that pressure a few times, and in these other games, they've been able to keep him clean. But obviously in those matchups where Stafford's felt the pressure and has gotten the sacks this season, he has not been as elite as a signal caller. Nobody would be when you don't have time to get rid of the ball. And that's a huge key for this Saints team. We saw they were able to at least get to Jameis Winston in the second half of that Cleveland matchup, but for most of the game, I felt like he had way too much time to pick the Saints secondary apart, And because of that, finished with pretty decent numbers. Jameis Winston, he had a good game against the Saints, just didn't end up on the winning side. So pressure going to be key. And we've seen this Rams offensive front full before. So hopefully the pass rush of the black and gold, which has been, mensa this season, hopefully they can dial things up and just make him uncomfortable in the pocket, because Matthew Stafford, we know, is not a guy that's going to take off, tuck it, and run. But if you give him enough time back there, he'll survey the field and find that open guy.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Steve Geller, WWO Sports Director. Saints taking on the Rams, trying to make it three in a row. Let's hope they can. 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWO. 8:56 now, in the latest edition of the Odyssey Original Inside Black and Gold podcast, Saints are back in action for a six-week sprint to the finish line. So who has the most to prove? Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, WWL Sports Director Steve Geller break down the players with the most to prove the rest of the way on both offense and defense. Plus, share some thoughts on a wild weekend of football we actually got to watch and a lot more. Check out Inside the Black and Gold podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. The aforementioned Steve Geller spending some time with us now. Steve, talk about Darren Rizzi and the change in the team. And just the rest of the season, you know, Jeff and I were talking the other day about being able to fan however you wanted. I'm not giving up on anything. Playoffs, I guess, would be still possible, obviously, but it's going to be a journey. Run down the rest of the season for me and realistically, best possible outcomes of what the Saints can accomplish, all that stuff.
Yeah, we heard Darren Rizzi talk about it yesterday, and the fact that he doesn't want his team to be obviously looking ahead. It's the old mantra of one game at a time. So they've been focused on the playing the L.A. Rams this week. But, of course, as fans, we're always looking ahead and dreaming and thinking of what could be the rest of the way with this black and gold bunch. You look at some of the matchups after the Rams squad. You got a team like the New York Giants who have been reeling, a Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels has come down back to earth a little bit after a hot start for the rookie. That other tough game besides this Rams matchup for me, no doubt, in Green Bay, Monday night football, the end of December, going to be an interesting matchup. But we've seen this team thrive before and win in cold weather temperatures. Believe me, I was there on the sidelines in Cleveland for that negative temperature game. And then you come home hosting the Las Vegas Raiders, who haven't been good this year. And then, obviously, it's always tough, a divisional matchup. You end up one. Who knows? This one could be flexed into primetime because the Saints are playing at Tampa Bay the rest of the way. Is closing out the year on a win streak, you know, winning the rest of your games likely? Probably not, but you can keep this hope alive under a guy like Coach Rizzi, who's bringing that energy right now. He says that players came back off this bye week, still dialed in and focused on the task at hand, being good and executing at practice every single day. And I don't know, can they keep this mojo up under Rizzi? It'll be very interesting. Obviously, we know, too, this is a huge, basically, job audition for him the rest of the way. Can the Saints rely on him for next season, keep things in place a little bit to have maybe a little bit of continuity? If you're seeing this team suddenly now gelling and bonding, playing for one another, which I think a lot of that fun was lost. And obviously, during the seven-game losing skid, there wasn't a whole lot of fun going on. That's been back with the black and gold. We'll see if they can maintain it. I'm just enjoying this ride right now. And hopefully, you know what? I'm wishing for we get on this now a positive trend with winning, because the losing skid, you know, it sucked.
Yeah, it did. You got to get hot at the right time. You got to get healthy at the right time. Real quick, we got about 40 seconds left. Talk about the healthiness of the Saints, if you will.
Yeah, the one concern yesterday, not seeing center Eric McCoy at practice. We'll find out more today when the first injury report of the week comes out to see how he's dealing with that hamstring issue, the groin issue, sorry. Tano Passanio, good news, the defensive end is back, going to be in that practice window now open after he suffered an Achilles injury. So some depth on the D-line could be in place.
All right, Steve, thank you. You and your family have a great Thanksgiving. Steve's got a Romo football player in his family. How many turkeys you got to cook for that young man? Two, three? How many?
Definitely, it's been, you know, eating me out of house and home as he grows older, for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. Thank you, Steve. Enjoy it. God bless y'all. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We'll come back, talk about keeping your food safe during Thanksgiving. Then we'll get some weekend winners with JR.